Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says Facebook, Twitter, and many other social media tools will never be available on his or any .mil network. But that doesn't mean Coast Guard employees shouldn't have access to these tools.
So the challenge I've laid out to my folks is you pretty much have to have, in addition to whatever .mil presence you have for doing the everyday work of the Coast Guard, you have to have a presence in the other domains where you can interact in those applications if you're going to be successful. So we're in the process right now of creating a standalone capability to do that.
Allen says social media is part of their operational and mission responsibilities.
Well, there are two implications for the Coast Guard, and I would say probably for the military at large. One is the need to access what I would call the .com and other domains, non-.mil domains, for purposes of your statutory responsibilities and mission execution. And the other one is access to this type of capabilities, because that's the way people spend their off time recreating and so forth. So on the first side, we need to figure out a way to have a 7x24 capability. As I've told people, we could be queued at 3 a.m. on a Facebook site that there is something that would require an operational response or some kind of an organizational response by the Coast Guard. We have to figure out how to do that moving forward. In my mind, that's 7x24 monitoring of certain sites on the .com domain as it relates to our mission responsibilities.
In fact, the Coast Guard will add staff to manage its social media policy, security, and standards work. And these people will also blog and put other Coast Guard content online. I caught up with Allen earlier this week after he spoke about how the Coast Guard is using Web 2.0 at a recent conference in Washington sponsored by the Potomac Forum. Allen is not alone in trying to address the challenge of balancing security and information access. Nearly every agency jumping in or dipping their toe into social media is trying to figure this out. That is why the CIO Council is reviewing these challenges. It may provide some guidance for agencies in the future. Brian Burns is Deputy CIO for the Navy and the co-chairman of the Network and Infrastructure Subcommittee of the Council's Identity Management and Security Committee. Burns says these threats from social media are well known.
If you think about it, social media really has revitalized some of the old school methods. The impact, we have very similar threats that we've had before in terms of phishing and other type of malware. But the likelihood of it occurring because of the social aspect of this increases as we go forward. So the magnitude increases, therefore the risk increases as we go forward with this.
He uses this example to explain one such common threat.
Coupface is a malware that's basically a virus that's distributed through social media sites. It links the virus, disguised as, say, a video, and it's sent to the circle of friends that you have surrounded yourself with. When a friend clicks on a video, it downloads the virus. And at that point, the attack is underway, and then they can do the exploits.
The council's looking at how to give agencies some advice in a number of areas. Burns says training and educating employees is one of the most important places to start.
Operational security awareness is fundamentally the issue. It's about the behavior of the user, whether that's professional behavior or private behavior or personal behavior. We need to educate the users about social networking privacy controls. What are the things they should be clicking on? Do we accept the defaults? Should there be different defaults for federal users and military users than your traditional private user? We need to educate them about the real threats when sharing personal information online, and also any other data that they have, pictures, etc. We need to have recommendations on how federal employees need to identify themselves when on these external sites. Again, it creates the footprint. So how do we want to manage the footprint that does get out there?
Commandant Allen experienced what Burns was talking about firsthand.
Some of the immediate staff around me, and especially my spouse, were aghast that I would put personal information out there to the public, especially in a post-9/11 environment. So there's always going to be this notion of risk. And then a couple things started popping up. My profile picture on Facebook had me in uniform. I started accumulating friends, and then they started accumulating rapidly. Got up to several hundred, and then somebody posed the question, why are you distributing official information to a selected group of people? And I thought about that, so I called the lawyers in. And then they started dealing with questions nobody had ever asked them before. And you know what? It was a good question. If I'm going to be speaking in my official capacity as the Commandant of the Coast Guard, and I'm only speaking to a selected group of people, there are some issues about sunshine laws and equal access to information that I had not even thought about, notwithstanding the value I had of interacting on Facebook with a lot of people. So at that point, we basically split Facebook. I went to a personal site, took a picture of me in uniform out of it, put a personal picture on it, deleted everybody that was not a friend, and established a Commandant of the Coast Guard page where fans could sign up.
The CIO Council also says approved website lists would help, and agencies should ensure they are using specific security settings for federal employees on their social media sites. Burns explains further.
Those fundamental controls need to be in place if we're going to go to these social media sites and also into cloud computing for these things. It's a matter of how much data is pushed and when, and where do you draw the line between external and internal in using these things. Because at the end of the day, we still have to protect the data.
He adds network controls such as web content filtering, intrusion detection and prevention technologies, and something he calls trust zones also should be considered.
Do we basically set up functional areas of trust based on the content of what the organization is doing? For instance, do we have a criminal trust zone for criminal investigations? Do we have a health trust zone? Do we have other type of health zones? Or do we associate it with all this data is low, so therefore it can be hosted in a certain location? This type of data is medium. We'll segment the data, but it's hosted at a higher level of security and so on up the line. Going from a server and data storage point of view to information management point of view and identifying how that information is going to be used, tying both the devices, the objects, to the human who wants to interact with that data.
The council also is looking at other network controls and desktop security. Burns would not say what the final outcome of this work by the CIO Council would look like, but sources tell me both OMB and GSA have been working on Web 2.0 policies, and this work likely will be incorporated into that or complement that. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.